Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm Shelley Delaney, and for 10 years, the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church has been providing free hot lunches to kids in the summer. The church also offers a day camp, a new program that was introduced last year. Here to tell us more, Hannah Harvey, Summer Lunch and Day Camp Supervisor. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Shelley.
And Rosemary Kiesling, who is the Activity Supervisor. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi.
Would each of you please introduce yourselves and tell us what you do?
Yeah, so I'm Hannah Harvey. I'm the supervisor here at Summer Lunch and Day Camp, and I coordinate volunteers, I supervise our staff, and I make sure everything is running smoothly with all the kids and everything is going well with our programs.
Yeah, I'm Rosemary Kiesling. I'm directing activities here. Basically, I'm just managing the activities we'll be doing each day. We do some games, we do some crafts. Yeah.
All right, so focusing on the lunch program first, what is important about the summer lunch program? And, you know, I don't know how long each of you have been involved, but have you seen it change over time?
Yeah, I think summer lunch is such an important program. It really fills a lot of gaps we see over the summer with parents working during the day and kids are left at home with nobody to provide meals for them or supervise them. So summer lunch provides a really important safe space for kids to come and play games and be outside and get out of the house and still get a free hot meal and some amount of adult supervision.
Yeah. It's been, like you said, it's been going on for 10 years. And at the beginning, it was really small. It was like,
we had maybe 12 kids that first year.
Yeah. And now every day, it's Monday through Friday. And each day we get like 40 to 60 kids here.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I think that really shows just how valuable the program is in the community.
And a lot of people come back to help.
Kids who go through the program come back as staff. Come back just to say hi, even after going to college. Yeah. I went through the program, Rosemary went through the program, and now we're supervising. It's just really, an amazing community and resource.
That is really cool that you both went through the program and now you're a part of it, and now you're supervising it. Yeah. So it sounds like there's a pretty high need for the summer lunch program right now. Are you able to meet the demands?
Yes, I think so, especially with the pandemic. Food services have been so needed in Juno right now. We used to be funded through a federal USDA child nutrition program, which stopped their funding this year, but thankfully we were able to continue with a very generous grant from the Benito and Francis C. Gagwin Foundation and the Alaska Community Foundation. So we are still able to offer these services without a lot of the restrictions that the federal programs were putting on us. So
yeah,
it's very, very thankful for that.
Oh yeah. And also we're meeting like the social needs of the kids, especially with COVID. A lot of people are at home, parents are working more. And so this really offers them a space where they can meet people they wouldn't normally meet and get a more support that they may not be getting.
Yeah.
And with the new funding, will that be, will you be able to sustain the program for a few more years or indefinitely, or will you need to be renewing funding here in a bit?
Well, we renew every year, but for this year at least, we'll have more than enough to keep our programs running. So
I'm almost afraid to ask this because I skipped lunch, but what's your lunch menu?
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yeah. We have a rotating menu. So we switch every week. Mondays are sloppy joes or tacos. Tuesdays are chicken casserole or chicken fingers. Wednesdays are macaroni and cheese or spaghetti. Thursday is breakfast day, which is my personal favorite. It's French toast or pancakes with sausage and bacon and fresh fruit. And then Friday is pulled pork sandwiches, grilled sandwiches, or pizza. this year. So
yeah.
Yeah, we'll be rotating through those.
It's awesome.
Yeah, very popular.
Yeah.
I was going to say, which day is the most popular with the kiddos?
Ooh, they really like tacos,
they
I think.
They do.
Lots of seconds on tacos.
Breakfast days are also pretty
breakfast
popular.
Breakfast days are pretty popular. Oh, cool. I might be biased.
I would have thought pizza.
Yeah, we weren't able to offer it last year because of USDA, so we're reintroducing it this year. But yeah, that's something the kids really like too.
So if there are parents listening or even kids who want to participate in the lunch program, what do they need to know before they come for the first time?
Well, a great place to find out about the lunch program is our bike rodeo block party we're hosting at Shepherd of the Valley this Sunday from 4 to 5:30 p.m. We'll have bouncy houses, games, prizes, and the opportunity to meet the staff of Summer Lunch, register for Summer Lunch, and even for parents and adults, an opportunity to sign up and help and volunteer with Summer Lunch.
Yeah.
So it's a great place.
We'll also be offering bikes and helmets for free and bike repairs as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be really fun. But also, if you can't make it, all you have to do is show up and we'll sign you up. You don't even need a parent there if you can't. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. What a welcoming program. All right. So let's talk about the bike rodeo a little bit more. Is that an annual event or is this your first one?
Yep, we have it every single year cool. ever since the very first year, 10 years ago. But it's a lot of fun.
It's really fun.
And it looks like the weather is going to be nice enough this year to have it outside. But yeah, we have little games that can go on.
Win prizes.
Balloons, prizes. Yeah, just a fun community event that we get to host here.
Yeah, and biking itself is pretty fun and a good way to, good way to work off your lunch, your breakfast and sausage and pizza. Well, that's fantastic. So do you guys know what inspired the idea of a bike rodeo, or is it just kind of just for fun?
Well, I mean, for kids, it's the primary way they get around during the summer. I mean, there's no parents to drive them places. None of them are driving. So it's just a huge way for kids to go places, and making sure that they do that safely with helmets and proper bikes in good condition was also a big need that we saw in the community. So and we always have a ton of bikes that are donated, and we have people who come and help repair. So it's a good.
We also have bikes throughout the summer too, and helmets. So
we usually give them out through the program as it goes. But
wow, between bikes and lunch, the Valley Lutheran is like the hotspot for summer. What a great place for kids. That's awesome. And then as if that wasn't enough, as of last year, you're offering a day camp too. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is something exciting that we started doing last year. It's a chance for kids to explore activities more in depth in a smaller group, so they really get more one-on-one time with staff and get to explore activities much more deeply than they would at Summer Lunch.
Yeah, we'll do more in-depth crafts, we'll do longer crafts. Last summer we harvested kale and made kale chips, which were surprisingly popular.
Kids love kale chips.
Parents, I never would have guessed.
They're really good.
They were good. And we built rockets summer, and we went to the beach and we launched them, cleaned them up.
We just offer a bunch of different activities that kids get to explore in so many different areas. Art, science, math, whatever. It's just a good chance for kids to figure out what their interest is and what sparks their passion and what they're really good at. So it's lovely to see.
Oh, well said. Well said. Now, is that day camp, is it all filled up for the summer, or is there still space for people to sign up?
Oh, no, there's still space. We can register people at the bike rodeo, or you can go to Shepherd of the Valley's website and register there. It's open to kids in third through sixth grade, but that is very flexible, of course. Everybody is welcome. And it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, starting June 28th. So,
I imagine that both the summer lunch program and the day camp are designed in part to give parents a little relief, whether it's one less meal to worry about or just a little break in the afternoons. You know, what are some of the ways that they value the programs?
Parents love that it gets their kids out of the house and doing something active instead of sitting inside playing on their phones or playing video games all day during the summer. It's a great place for them to stay healthy, interact with other kids.
Yeah.
The
meals are good.
The food is good.
They want to come to summer lunch.
They do.
Once they come, they have a lot of fun. The staff is awesome.
And I think we see a lot of overlap between the kids that summer lunch provides for and who are being provided for through other programs like Rally, special needs, Aware, a lot of other community services that serve kids also come to summer lunch. So
that's great. I know it's important for parents to be well supported, especially if they're single parents and, you know, they get stretched a little thin. So do you guys feel that these programs are really helping support the parents in the ways that they need it, or is there more that's needed?
I think there's always more that is needed, but I think it does fill a substantial gap in the afternoon and a substantial need that parents are looking for during the summer. So we do as much as we can to help and support. Some parents come with their kids and stay and hang out and help us clean up and do all of that. But yeah, they often say how grateful they are for the program. So I think it's doing some good work.
And your location's out in the valley. Is it pretty accessible to kiddos from downtown? Do you see like a lot of kids from all over Juneau, or is it pretty localized?
It's pretty localized, but I think there is a lot of need in the communities that we are very close to, some lower income neighborhoods. So it's accessible for a lot of kids who need it most, and they ride their bikes from wherever they are, but we definitely, I think there are some programs that serve kids downtown and in Douglas. So,
We do have parents drop off their kids sometimes too, but usually it's biking, and we have bike buddies who will bike them.
That's great. Well, you're a part of a very important network. Rosemary and Hannah, Valley Lutheran Church, telling us about the summer lunch program, day camp, and the bike rodeo. Thanks for being here today. Will you give me the details of the bike rodeo one more time and where we can go to find more about anything we talked about today?
Of course. The bike rodeo is from 4 to 5:30 p.m. this Sunday, June 5th, and it is at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church at 4212 Mendenhall Loop Road. If you need more information, you can go online to Shepherd of the Valley's website, which is www.sovlutheran.org. And feel free to call the church or email me or Rosemary with any questions too.
That's awesome. It's been really great to talk to you guys today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Shelly.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for what you do, and have a great summer.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Up next, we'll scope out Juneau's arts scene with Kathleen Harper from the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council.